Somebody got an open mic?
Yeah, I was just eavesdropping.
But I did hear it. I didn't hear if he gave a location. I was just curious how well it transmitted. I mean, it seemed like the repeater was picking him up all right. I was just curious how far he was.
Hey, okay, so this is... I'm on the ship. I'm going to board my house. Get to school, eat breakfast, and go to school. So, not real sure. It was a pretty brief exchange, I'll say.
Yep, I agree. It was not a super long contact, but it was contact for his books nonetheless.
Absolutely. What are you up to this morning?
I'm actually downtown Flint, heading to work. I will probably be there in about 5 minutes and then have to sign off. But just kind of enjoying the radio. I've got a VTEC 25-watt mobile unit in my truck that I don't use as much as I kind of want to, I guess. I just need to turn it on more often.
Yeah, for sure. There's usually a couple other guys that are on in the morning. I don't know where they're at this morning. But in between, I'd say 6:50 and 7:30, at least Monday through Thursday, we're usually chatting. And there's usually two, three, sometimes four or five of us chatting on our way into work.
And my location right now is downtown I-69 in Saginaw, pulling into the office. But I was on here a few months back, pretty regular in the mornings, and used to hear a bunch of guys chatting, but I don't know, it just got busy and I haven't been on lately, and my son is heading out to Africa on a mission trip. And going to take his radio, try to make some contact while he's over there. So just kind of put the bug back in my pants again to start playing with the radios.
Yeah, that's cool. Is he a general? Is he taking an HF radio?
No, he's just taking a handheld with a Yagi and just going to make local contacts out there. He's already gone through the process of checking and making sure that his license here is actually valid there, the reciprocity, and kind of double-checked to make sure he was dotting all his I's and crossing all his T's. So looks like he's able to go over there and transmit without any issues. But he just kind of wants to make some local contacts over there. I don't think he's taking his base unit from home and going to do anything bouncing off satellites or anything, but he's just looking for some local contact, I believe.
That could be pretty interesting. I hope he's successful with that.
Yeah, what's cool about it is he's got a bug in him again, and he's in his garage building antennas. So it's funny how different things will spark or re-spark interest in hobbies. Unfortunately, he's like me and he's got about 800 hobbies and hard to keep up on every single one of them. But
I know how that goes, and none of them are cheap, right? They're all thousands and thousands of dollars to stay involved in, I'm sure.
Hunting, fishing, fly fishing, tying flies, ham radio, GMRS. Yeah, it takes money and time, and it seems like one of them's always running out before the other.
Absolutely. Every time you turn the corner, you're spending time and spending money, and like you said, one usually runs out before the other. Hopefully it's not time.
it's been great chatting with you, but I'm in front of the office right now. I'm going to bid you 73s. This is KF8AQQ, first name Russ, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Alpha Quebec, Quebec, signing off.
Russ, it was nice chatting with you this morning. This is K8RUH Anthony, and I will be monitoring.
Good day, sir. W8DAP.
W-A-C-A-T. Hey, Eric, it's Dave, K-Z-8-Z. I haven't talked to you in a while.
Hey, Dave. Yeah. Has been quite a while. What gets you out so early? Are you at home? Sounds like you got a little bit of bacon frying, like you might be home or something on the HT.
I'm mobile, but I'm right downtown Rochester. Which is a bowl. I'm about half a mile from going up a hill here. That should clear up the fry. I'm heading over to physical therapy. I had a meniscus fixed in my knee. I got this fixed. They took a piece of it out. So I'm going over to physical therapy this morning. Makes me sound like an old man. Like I said. So I'm really excited to get this part of it going and get back to my normal self.
Yeah, okay. Yep, I know exactly where you're at there. The physical therapy, is that just to regain flexibility in it, or is it still a little bit stiff, or what's the therapy for?
I'm hoping all of the above. It's still stiff, it's still sore, it's flexible. I mean, it's my left knee, so I can flex it right now while I'm driving. I can flex it pretty good, but walking, I still walk with a really pronounced limp, so I want to get my normal walk back, and plus it gets sore. The surgery was about a little over two weeks ago, so it's due. I'm on track. One of the surgeon guys said that it takes about a month to get back to normal. And if I were to guess, I'm about 50% right now, which is kind of on track. So I'm just an impatient person, as Greg K8DSI will tell you.
Well, that's good. I'm glad it's getting better. And like you said, probably be better in a few more weeks. But good deal. As a number of years ago, my dad had a knee operation, and I got out of the hospital a day or two later, and I wanted him to go to physical therapy, and he just went back to work, like 85 years old. He just went back to work. I even sent a lady over, I don't know what you'd call her. I don't know if she was physical therapy or some kind of a nurse. They sent to the house, check up on him, and he was out mowing the lawn, so... He had a different knee operation than you, though. So I think they replaced everything. But, I don't remember him really having more than, I take that back. He was, was home for about a week, just kind of lounging around for about a week. But after that, he went right back to work.
Yeah, that sounds like something my dad would do. He'd be like, I don't need this physical therapy. What the heck's that? That was my dad voice, by the way. So what are you, on break right now? Just went out to your car for a work break?
I'm actually on my way in. Probably 15, I think it was 15 or, yeah, south of 15 in Mound. I don't need to go out to the car, K8 to get on the radio, so I got a radio at work, and I got a phone. I got one of those IP phones, so I can get on here or the Who Cares Hub from my phone or from the radio. And I got the All-Star Note in the car, too, if I want. But and I usually just stay in on break. Smokers all go outside on their break. Maybe in the summer I'd go outside a little bit.
Ah, okay. I didn't know what time you went in, but I have heard you on in your car sometimes. I think you go out there maybe to hit the ISS sometimes. We got to get you on the HF side of things, participate in field day. That was fun yesterday. It was kind of like working out. You know, it's like, oh, I should work out, and you're like, ah, I don't want to go. But when you go and then you're done, you're really glad you went. It's one of those things. I'm like, nah, I don't want to sit down in the office for hours on end and make HF contacts and use JSA call. But I'll tell you, it was great. And Greg made a comment to me. He said, you know what, I've done more radio in the past day than I've done in the past month. And I have to agree with him on that. And learning JSA call again, we used it last year for maybe it was summer field day. That was great. It's a neat digital app. It's kind of like FTA, but it's much slower. And the pace of it didn't, again, me being impatient, it didn't fit with me. But it was cool picking that up again. You're basically typing in text rather than just the automation of FTA. So it was cool. We'll have to get you on that.
Well, my limiting factor right now is that I live in a condo and I really can't put up a decent antenna. But I talked about it last year, maybe putting up something at the cottage. I used to have HF rigs back in, you know, I got the same story like Sean and a couple of the other guys. We were really active in the 90s, and then we kind of lost interest for like 20 years, and then we came back. But back in the day, yeah, when I was living in another house, I had, an HF rig. But it's just I just got to get an antenna up, and plus my noise floor is way too high at my condo, but it'll be focusing on my cottage and getting something there.
Oh, yeah, that would be cool, and you're up there enough, so you'd get use out of it. Yeah, I've got a fan dipole, well, it was a 20-meter dipole, center-fed dipole, and then I added another wire to it to also add 10 meters to it, and that's just in the attic of my house. It's funny, you know, I run the coax, you know, down the wall. I actually run it down the cold air return a couple of floors to my office, which is where my radios are. And it works, I'd like to say great. I know it's not great. You know, if I had one outside, it'd be better. But we've got HOA restrictions. But I don't think that's going to get in my way come this summer. I think I'll put up probably an NFED halfway or maybe a random. I don't know yet. Put it outside and see if I can open things up even more.
Yeah, well, I actually do have I have a random length NFED and a half-wave NFED. I got the antennas. I got the friend of mine, Tom, lives out in, he has a place up in West Branch, but he also lives down here. His main house is in Shelby Township. Known him for years. Anyhow, he made a couple Balins, like a 9-to-1 Balin, and whatever the other one is. There's two different Balins, one for NFED and one for red. I got both Balins, and I got the wire. I just got to put it up.
Oh, yeah. So what I'm hearing is you got no excuse. Yeah, well, I think one's 9-to-1 and the other one's 49-to-1. The 49 is for the NFED half wave, I believe. The questions on the test started flowing out of my head soon after I took the test. Well, that sounds cool. Eric, I'm about a half mile from pulling in here to PT, so I'll let you go. Thanks for answering my call, and hope you have a great one. Nice chatting with you, man. So we'll talk soon. 73 KZ8ZFU.
Perfect timing, because I am about a half a mile from my work, too. So, all right, man. Catch you later. Nice talking to you. WEAP.
Have a good morning, gang. KCKJO.
Thanks, Tom. You as well.
KSAS-N8AAP.
He must be working.
I know. It's unusual you throw your call out. How you doing, Sean? I'm playing with my MQTT thing, and I don't know. I hit it once, right, and I seem like just crazy with texting and notes and everything else. And now I got it all messed up again, and I don't know what's going on here. So when you guys do your notes, you do all your notes just via RF, or do you guys use that little internet backbone?
Well, usually it's a mixture of both. Usually we'll have one running MQTT somewhere, and then we have the rest running RF, assuming we can get to our MQTT. Then if we go mobile, we might turn MQTT on while we're out and about. You know, MQTT is cheating, and nobody likes to run it, but it's a necessity at this stage in the, you know, mesh task deployment world. So, yeah. Runners without it when we can, but you're going to find you're going to have to probably run it. What can you hear on RF around you? Does it, if it's just sitting on RF, what can you hear?
Last night, it picked up your node. Hold on, let me take a look. The one, I'll tell you what it picked up. Oh, now it's picking up a bunch of them. They just turned that on, but Mount Clemens 1 MQTTW, it hit that one, and then it hit Dave. But it was like in the middle of the night, and that's it. So basically, it's only ever hit two notes. I mean, I put a better antenna on it, but it's still in the house, and it's by a window that's facing towards, you know, Mount Clemens. But it's not. It's nowhere near good enough.
Well, when you're connected with the app and you have that, is it proxy? I forget. It's in the MQTT settings, I think. And there's a use phone for proxy or something like that. If you have that on, when you're connected up with the phone, it'll utilize your phone's connection to the world. If you have MQTT on, I think. I think you still got to have MQTT on. But I don't know. I'm, you know, the whole thing is a little gray to me.
Yeah, it's a lot gray to me. And then the other one, the MQTT Who Cares Radio.com. Do you use that, or do you use just the default?
Are you talking about the what's that called? It's the slash Meshtastic slash MI or whatever that. I can't even remember what the hell that setting is now. I don't know. Or are you talking about the login and the password? We're just using the generic Michigan stuff. Did you set yours up with the QR code? Because if you just set it up with the QR code, all that stuff should be done with few exceptions.
Yeah, I tried that and it didn't really work. And then I went back and I tried to do everything else, you know. But and I know what you're talking about. The root topic, MTTT root topic, mash.mash/us/mi/ So it's MSH/us/mi That's where I had the root set at. And now I just changed the server address to the whocaresradio.com.
I don't think we're using that anymore. I think we're using the Michigan server. So if you did the scanning, it should have picked up the and that'll do a lot more for you. That may be why you're not working.
Okay. Oh, I can change it again. So, yeah, it turned out I could do that. So, yeah, and I had a bad cable. Oh, my gosh. Was that a nightmare? So, but other than that. All right. I'll grab the QR thing and I'll try that. So, what else is going on? How you been?
Oh, not too bad. I'm off today and heading up to Great Lakes Crossing. Other than that, nothing much going on.
Okay. So I was going to run this by Dave, you know, the ARCH thing. You know, when we do the simplex test, too, and, you know, we're going to use the FBI as the control frequency, I think we should also, you know, as long as we're testing from points to points to points to points, we should get a list of the repeaters that are there so we know what ones will go where. You know, I mean, because it could be done relatively quick. You know, okay, we're going to use the FBI and then log it. Okay, I can get from Lenox, Urgent Care to, you know, St. John's Warren or something of that nature, you know, with what radios. So I think I was going to run that by Dave. We've got a meeting coming up here, I think, next Friday. And, like, do the MI5, do FBI, and I'm not sure what else is around here. Those are the two I only hang on, but I'm sure there's a lot more. And that way we could have a list of what, you know, what does what and what resources it has. So rather than just simplex, too. Because, you know, simplex would be an absolute last resort and that type of thing. So I was going to run that by Dave and Mike.
Hey, whatever gets it done. The more you know, the more prepared you are.
Yeah, well, that's kind of what I think. And, you know, from what I know, what little I know what resources this one has, and I'm assuming I know the Richmond one has got a generator. I'm assuming infrastructure dependent, you know, big infrastructure. Is the Warren one on a generator too?
Yes, everything's fully hardened, so no issues there.
Okay, what about EMR? You know, if that's fully hardened, I'll steal that word.
No, it's not their fault, though. They have some backup, but we have the issue is the infrastructure on our end, and that's supposed to get resolved this year, but we do not have generator power at the site, so they only are as good as their batteries.
I got it. Okay. All right, that makes sense. Okay. right. Now I'm going to build me up a list between now and March 8th and hand it around, and I'll want you to take a gander at it, too, when you get a chance, just to be so kind, just to make sure that you agree or disagree, or, you know, tell me what you know about the list. And that way I can find out, you know, what's going on. You know, even what they call the Asian system around here, that's pretty good, too, but I don't think any of that stuff has got any kind of backup on it.
Well, in the end, I can only tell you about my stuff specifically. All that stuff, you're going to be finding it out just like I will be. I don't even know I don't know what was there or what's still there or any of that stuff. So it'll be a very good fact-finding. And, yeah, so I guess they're overdue, right?
Yeah, that too, and I know that, you know, the other big digital one that covers a lot, you know, Collins Machine, I don't think that that's being very well taken care of anymore either. So, you know, I mean, it works really well, but I don't think there's anything that's being done there. And, WAPRO, that seems to have lost its website and stuff like that. So, you know, that kind of tells you a different thing. So, you know, it could be kind of like to know, you know, we're supposed to be a source of communications, you know, for the what if, then it'd be kind of like me to know, you know, every year, okay, where does this system stand? Where does this system stand? You know, is this system still being updated? This system isn't. So, you know, a lot of that, you know, it's kind of cool. So, and you can hear I'm playing with my other stuff in the background. I'll probably turn that off. You can probably hear that enough.
Right. Just make absolutely sure, before you make any planning at all, that you contact the owners of those different systems and kind of run it by them before you even waste any time, on them. So that's a touchy thing with a lot of system owners. So make sure you run it by them.
Oh, I will. I take it Jeff would be the one on the MI5, right? SWR or the other Jeff, if you could point me in the right direction. I'll come have lunch with you someday this week, and you can point me in the right direction on that. You don't have to do that on the radio.
Fred would probably be the best one on that stuff, on the MI5 stuff, or Jeff. Either one of them will talk to the other. I don't know, but they would probably least have a problem of all the people, but if you start talking about bringing in Colin, and Colin includes other people that are not privy to this conversation, and they need to know if you have any plans to use anything like that. So, and I don't know what the status is of the bro or any of that stuff, so you make sure you got to talk to those guys. Make sure they're all going to be okay with, you know, reasonable requests, but you really got to reach out to the individuals. So, all right, anyhow, I'll get you the stuff on the MI5, but you can just email directors, I think, right on their website, and they'll all get it. All the appropriate people get it. But I think you talked to both of them enough.
Yeah, I do. Okay, well, it's just a list, if only, and that's all it is. It's just a list, just in case, you know, and granted, the chances are near zero that anything would ever have to happen, but, you know, it's just a list. What do we have, you know, and realistically, you know, in my mind, this one would be the best because everybody has an analog radio, and analog stuff has definitely got the quickest fix and the easiest learning curve, and, you know, you don't have to worry about somebody having the wrong color code or the wrong talk group or the one, you know, or the one, whatever, TS1, TS2, you know, you start adding all of that stuff into it, it gets kind of complicated. But I do also know that, you know, they have some of their resources in some of the municipalities, some of the professional municipalities, so it's good. So, alright, hey, I gotta let you go. I gotta go meet Mama for a cup of coffee. I'll be in the car. I'll put my call sign out when I get there, and I'll talk to you in a little bit, and pick a day. We'll do lunch. And hey, KPP.
Alrighty, sounds like a plan. I am probably going to be fast leaving coverage area here as I get up north of 59 on 75, so we'll keep it here, but probably talk to you later. W8FU.
W8RCY, in range of the repeater, saying hello, waving a hand.
I caught Donald, but your audio is pretty light, so I didn't catch everything.
Yeah, I'm losing my voice. I just wanted to say hi, let you guys know I'm home. See you guys probably on Saturday. That's all. W-A-R-C-Y.
Okie doke. Was that the second trip or was that the first trip? I forget.
That was the second trip. That was race weekend, and it's all over with until March now. I go back down there in March for a race in Sebring, Florida, but it's just a 12-hour, not a 24.
Roger. All right. Well, welcome back. Rest of the boys. And I am fast getting out of coverage area, so I'm going to try not to push it any farther than I need to. What am I coming up on? What am I coming up on here? Lapeer, I-75 and Lapeer Road. W8FU.
No, I understand you're busy. I just want to let you know I'm back. Just say hello. See if my radio works. W8RC.
NHKPP. Out and about.
No radio checks. Cash only.
K-U-A-R-L-Y, listening.
W-8-F-U. A-B-A-P-R from W-8-F-U.
K-Z-8-J-F, mobile.
K-A-T-B. Heading home.
No radio checks. Cash only.
Oh, I figured I know I'm talking. I'm not too worried about that. How's it going?
It's going good. Just got off of work. This is WAEAP. Yeah, I figured I'd just throw random comments out there so people wonder what's going on. Yeah, that's what we used to say back, I don't know, not too long ago on a certain repeater when people asked for radio checks all day long. We'd say, no checks, cash only.
There you go. Or the other old smart aleck comment was, yeah, I got mine.
You're absolutely right. Yep. But from what I've heard recently, I haven't really heard too much of that lately, so I don't know. Maybe no one's got any new radios lately. Who knows?
Well, that with everybody can listen to themselves nowadays too. You know, we got parents everywhere, so got parrots on All-Star, got parrots on Pi-Star, got parrots on this and parrots on that. For the most part, it's close enough. And you got a crappy signal, this little bunch will tell you.
Oh, that's right. You know, Dave will get out there and ban you from the hub, and Fred will certainly let you know if you got bad audio, as well as most of us.
I told Sean I welcome that. I got a lot of money in radios. I like playing with Big M radios and not, you know, getting up there in years. Since my hearing's nowhere near as good as it is, but if everything's right, I have no problem. So, you know, when people are over-modulating or tinny or, like, just driving the heck out of things, it bothers me, too. So I have no problem if somebody says, hey, you're too loud. So I said, okay, I'll fix it. I'll take it in. I forgot, Sean said something to me about I got one of those little hockey puck mics or hockey stick mics at home, and somehow one of the settings got turned off. And he said he could hear everything that was going on in the house. And I forget what setting it was, but, you know, you just don't look at that stuff. You just think, okay, it's working fine. Nobody's complaining. So, but, yeah, I don't mind it. I think it's a good thing. We're supposed to be better than most. That's why we can pass the test.
Oh, man, don't do Jack like that. Jack's always loud and clear. He don't got a license, but he's always loud and clear. He's got great audio. No one's ever complained about his audio. I got to make it to breakfast one of these days.
Come on down. Or the other thing, too, I don't know what your schedule's like. If you ever can break away for lunch once in a while, maybe once a month or so, we all head over towards Sean's place and he shows us what's new and exciting, and then we usually go, oh, heck, I forget the name of it, Jimmy D, and have corned beef sandwiches.
Yeah, that might actually be more doable. On the weekends, I'm usually sleeping in because I don't sleep during the week, or I'm going up north, so either way, I usually sleep in on Saturday. And sometimes, I don't know, it was one time, I don't know what happened, but I went to bed real early, and I got up at like 7 o'clock in the morning, and I'm like, what am I going to do, go back to bed? I know what I'll do. I'll go to breakfast. So, yeah, I'm not sure if you were there that one time I was there.
Nah, I do about every third one. It's kind of a drive for me, and I'm not a morning person. I mean, I'm one of those guys that doesn't have to get to work till 9 o'clock. I've been very fortunate with that kind of stuff. Sometimes 10. So, I mean, I could be retired now if I want to, so I'm kind of lucky on that. But, yeah, I'm at home, Eric. I'm going to let you go, but I'll tell Sean to make sure next time we plan one of these little breakfast thing, or I'm sorry, lunch thing to let you know. So it's kind of cool, and I don't know if you've ever been there, but they have got sandwiches to die for. They are really, really good. So I really enjoy their corned beef sandwich. So with that, sir, I got to go. I see she's home. I didn't figure she'd be there, but she is. So you have a good one, buddy. I will chat with you later. Eric, E-A-P, I forgot, W-A-T-A-P, from N-A-K-P-P.
All right, have a good one. Enjoy dinner. This is W-A-E-A-P monitoring. Hello, lurkers.
K-E-A-V-U-W. Are you still out here?
If a BOT, I'll be listening on my drive home.